just don't know. Desperate state.
Into one. Jay Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and this is, actually a very special theme show, and I'll get to why later. But basically what we're doing is we're going to go and play some old wax track stuff. It's an idea I've had in my head for a little while, but something kind of triggered it. Anyways, that's a track that we have, I know, played here at least two or three times before. It's one of my favorites. That's Coil with The Snow and Answers Come in Dreams 2. Before that was CamFDM with Naive as remixed by Thrill Kill Cult. And we sort of cheated by starting off with a CamFDM side project. They only put out like two discs. That was Excessive Force with Violent Peace, and that was the Bitch Mix. And, this is actually very hard for me to do because I'm sitting there going through all these discs, and I was pretty much there when they were being put out, at least the later ones at any rate, in the early 90s, not the late 80s. I was still a metalhead in the late 80s. And a lot of this stuff does sound very, cliched to me because I was there. I've heard it a million times, and I don't know that everybody else has. So I tried to make my picks a little bit, out of the ordinary. And I tried to avoid the ultra club smash hits that I've heard a billion times. But some cases, they were unavoidable, such as with the next song, which is really, really good, one of my favorites. I tried to avoid doing a show of nothing but Ministry side projects, because if you're doing wax tracks from that age, Al Jorgensen is pretty much there. This is Acid Horse with No Name, No Slogan. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Silence.
And there you have it, kids. That's pretty much one of the main reasons I did this show, because Chris was like, oh, there's this really good remix of an A-split second track by the name of Flesh. And I was like, oh, yeah, it sounds pretty good. Too bad I don't really know the original. And he was like, what? And proceeded to edumacate me. As I said, you know, I was there, but I don't know absolutely everything. And back in those days, there was no such thing as the internet. Okay, there was, but nobody was using it. And, you know, we hear about bands so much more readily now than we used to. And I think what happened was is that I had the Wax Trax Black Box, and that pretty much filled most of that sort of stuff. And I went out and bought an album here or there. You know, some discs had more than one good track on it. And I think I went and bought an A-split second disc that was one of the ones that really sucked. And that kind of put me off. So there you go. The other reason for this is because Listener's Month is coming up. It's actually supposed to be this month, but I completely forgot. So I decided that, well, I got to play that one track, and I might as well do a Listener's Month of my own. And the whole idea behind that is you write down 10 tracks, email them to me, send me a picture, I make a show out of it. Sounds pretty cool, huh? You should go back and listen to the other ones. There's some really interesting stuff that's been introduced to us over the years by you, the listener. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some more stuff. This is from the Interception CD single. So we're going way back, and I actually have this. This is Front 242 with Quite Unusual. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. There's a track that I do believe is somewhat overlooked. That was back from the early 90s when everybody shared ideas and drugs, it would seem. I read the Chris Connolly book a couple of months ago, and I have to highly, highly recommend it. Although, I swear to God, every time I just before I turned the page, I'd go, okay, so the next sentence is going to be, and then I overdosed, and it never was. And not disappointed that Chris Connolly lived or anything like that, but good Lord, you know, it's just quite the shocker for my virgin mind. That was Cyberactive with Nothing Stays. That was a one-off, That was a one-off collaboration between Dwayne and, the other guy, who's not Kev Nivek from Skinny Puppy and Frontline Assembly. And they did some really interesting stuff. They only did one disc and a couple of singles, but they were good, what can I say? And again, much like Nitzer Ebb is these days, I think they kind of just faded off into nothing and everybody forgot about them. I don't know. Weird. Anyways, we're going to end off the show with a band that I don't know that I've ever played before, and some of the stuff they did is so not RSA. But this track, I don't care whether it is or not, it's one of my favorites. This is Young Gods with Skin Flowers. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.